Today, European finance ministers are meeting in Luxembourg to try to figure out what they can do to restore financial stability. French President Nicolas Sarkozy yesterday said all necessary measures would be taken, but individual European governments disagree over what should be done. From Luxembourg, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
The spreading financial crisis is testing the strength of the European Union like nothing the region has experienced in years. As long as the European economy was healthy, countries here moved steadily toward greater integration. But it now appears these governments do not yet have the institutions or tools or even the political commitment to deal collectively with an economic crisis. Germany, with the largest economy, is noticeably cool on joint Europe-wide action. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, speaking last night after a meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, called for the creation of an umbrella fund to protect European banks. But Merkel said each country must meet its responsibility. Speaking earlier, the German finance minister said Germans, quote, do not want to pay into a big pot where we do not have control and don't know where German money might be used. The crisis is a special challenge for the European Central Bank, or ECB, which serves all those countries using the euro as their currency. In Europe, as in the United States, even strong industrial companies are finding it almost impossible to borrow money. ECB President Jean-Claude Trichet, here in Luxembourg to meet with EU finance ministers, said the central bank would continue to pump capital into money markets to get credit moving again. You can tell the citizens they can count on the ECB, he told reporters. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Luxembourg.